I do that, I just want to say that this year, we believe, it has been in my heart and my prayer, and I sense very strongly that God wants us to grow. He wants us to grow. We talk about growing, we talk about building. In this season of our lives, is what area do I need to grow in? Our relationship with God, I'm not talking about numbers. I'm talking about this inner being of us in our relationship with Christ. Are we growing? Are we growing in our time and our devotional life with Him? Our relationship with others, our marriage, are we growing in our marriage? Our relationship at home, our relationship with the families, our relationship with each other as church and colleagues. Growing in our gift in generosity, growing in hospitality, growing in developing our gifts and our talents and all that God has spiritually sown into our lives. But I believe that in order for us to grow, we have to let go of some of the stuff. And as we look at last week, and we look at our lives and over the years, and some of us may ask, how do I get rid of these things? How do I let go of this burden that I'm carrying all these years? And some happen because of our actions. Some happen because of the things that happen around us, depending on our environment. And there are things that happen to us that has significant impact on our lives. And as we move forward, and sometimes we feel like there is a chain that we are dragging along with us in our life, in years to come, year by year. But how do we deal with those things? How do we let go of the past? How do we deal with our pain? How do we deal with our loneliness? How do we free ourselves from all these things that are holding us down to become who God wants us to be? So we'll talk a little bit about that today. Father, we want to thank you that you are our foundation. Jesus Christ, our cornerstone, eternal, unwavering, stable, and consistent. Speak to us today, encourage us. Amen. Just very quickly, in Matthew 11, verse 28, says, "Come to me, all you who are tired and weary, and are burdened, and I will give you rest." So as we put closure, as I said, from last week, I think the only way that we can deal in letting go of the past is Jesus Christ, our cornerstone. He is the source of everything. Amen? Everything, all life, comes from Him. Freedom comes from Jesus. Fruitfulness comes from Jesus. Meaningful life and purpose all flows from Jesus Himself. He is the source of life and He is the source of everything. And He's saying to us, "Come to me, all of you who are tired of carrying heavy burden, I will give you rest." So as I come to Jesus and I bring before him all these things, you know, sometimes even we may say, well, there are things that has happened that can never be undone. Jesus is the God of new beginning. We read last week that he said that he will make way to the wilderness through the book of Isaiah, God's prophetic declaration to his people of the new thing that he's doing, that he will set them free, that he will make them again a people that belongs to him. And here he is. He says, come to me, all of you are tired. Not only that we bring our burdens to him, he gave something in replace of that, and that is his rest. When I give him my burden, he gave me this rest. When I give me my loneliness, he gave me his companionship and fellowship. When I gave him my pain, he gave me his joy. So nothing that we gave him that has a vacuum in our lives, he fills it up with who he is. And that's the beautiful thing about God. Yeah, and so I just want to review that from last week. Maybe there are some of us that needs to do that as we move forward. In Isaiah chapter 55, it says, come to me, all of you who are thirsty. Come to the waters. Come and eat. Yeah. Verse 2, he said, why spend money on what is not bread, and labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare. As the church, as we move forward, we're going to take a fresh look also who our cornerstone is. And in the coming weeks, we're going to see the themes that we will be focusing in this whole year. But today, our scripture, 1 Corinthians, for we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. We are co-workers. Does that mean that we are co-workers? That you and I, we are here because we serve together the purpose of God who has redeemed us. We are not working against each other or competing against one another or comparing against each other. But we are co-workers building together. And our purpose is to see the eternal kingdom of God established here, that the product of what we do are not money or oil or whatever they are that we know in a company that we represent, but the lives of people. The lives of people are the most hottest commodity in the kingdom of God. And you and I are co-workers together in Christ, that we serve the same God, the same family, doing what he has called us to do so that many will come into his kingdom. But it also says here that we are God's field. What is the purpose of a field? A field is to plant. To receive seed. And from the seeds, it produces harvest. You and I are God's field. And God has sown incredible spiritual seeds into our lives. And we need to nurture these things, these seeds and truth that God has given us. Seeds of potential that is planted in each and every one of us. I'm going to tell you a story of a young man. His name is Eliezer. This young man grew up in my country. And he always dreamed to be a professional athlete. Very young. So he was very good at school growing up. And he was so excited because that's his dream, his vision, that he wants to be a professional athlete. One day, those dreams came tumbling down. They had an accident. The parents both lost their lives. And this young man was fatherless and motherless. So he was, the auntie came over and took care of him for the rest of his life. But what happened was, his dream also was shattered because he lost his left leg, all the way to his limp. So he can't run. So his dreams were all shattered and devastated. But he always have this dream inside. I want to be an athlete. So over the years, people have discouraged him and tried to talk him out of his dream. Realistically, son, I think you need to find a job or a profession that would facilitate for handicapped people like you. And everybody would laugh at him. Can you put the picture? This man represented my nation in the Paralympics and won the gold medal, the only gold medal. When everybody say no, he kept his dream alive. He prayed and prayed and prayed as a young man. He never allowed his handicap to rob away his dreams and his purpose and his vision. Never. When everybody, when we go left, people say, go right. When we stand up, people say, sit down. We are God's field. So now you see him. That's the Paralympic in London. And on the left picture is shaking hands with the president of my country. He is now the minister of sports and youth ministry in my country. The power of our vision and dreams and sowing into the seeds and potential that God has given us has no limitation. We should not let anybody take that away from us. Amen? So God has sown into us great things. It doesn't matter what shape we are. It doesn't matter our inability or what we cannot and can't do. God has given us. We are his field, and we need to cultivate this potential and gifts that God has given us, even in the most difficult times and places and barren in our lives. God brings up new beginning. We need to let go of the past and recognize that our lives are fields that God wants to sow in. That as he sow, will produce multitude of harvests that others will benefit from. Your life and my life. To never underestimate who we are in Christ. Amen? We have one foundation, one source. We can easily go and plant our own seed and try to produce other products in us. But recognize what God has given you. That our lives are filled, that are ready for great harvest, that others will be blessed by it. This topic of foundation, we are going to revisit it, because one whole semester of this year, that's all we're going to be talking about for a few Sundays. Focusing on this incredible person that came down to us to restore everything and gave us new hope in your life. So don't ever think, and sometimes we may be like that. We may feel spiritually handicapped, emotionally handicapped, and we feel like we are stuck. Feel like there is no hope in front of us. God can do the impossible. It says last week in Isaiah, I will make way in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. Let's not give up too soon. We have one foundation, and that is Jesus. He is the source of everything. In John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me, you are going to bear much fruit. So the challenge for us, let go of the past. Bring your pain to Jesus. Remain in him. Take on his joy. Accept, receive the things that he wants you, that he has done for our lives. Eliezer, this young man, didn't allow anybody to rob away his joy or his vision or his hope and dreams. If we remain with Jesus, our foundation, the only foundation, we can do anything. Amen? It's a beautiful thing to have that. I like the song that we just sang. Worship team, can we just sing that song again? Is that okay? If you lead us on that one before we... I'm going to invite all of us as a church. You know, we're breaking some tradition here. But let's just stand up together as our application. Hold on and accept the seeds that God has given us and embrace who he is as we sing this song.
My hope is built.
My hope is built on nothing less. Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
Christ alone.
Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord, Lord.
When darkness seems to hide,
when darkness seems to hide His face, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. My anchor holds within the veil. Christ alone, cornerstone, say